come this far. By faith. I tell you, the deacons and the trustees know how difficult of a process this has been. The deacons and the trustees know that it was really at the 11th hour that it all finally came together. It involved lawyers and the courthouse, and it was not even as of last Sunday. We spoke on faith, but we weren't really sure. But we knew that it was, I said, even if we have to go to the funeral home, we gonna make this thing work out. At the 11th hour, it came together. So we certainly trust in the Lord. Amen. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for him. Amen. I won't be before you long because we've been here a while, but we don't have to rush. We don't have to. Somebody waiting at the door to let us out and lock up behind us. We got our own keys. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So starting at the book of Genesis, no. Very quickly, just want to thank, you know, everybody say they have another mother, right? I have another mother. She back there in the back came all the way from Stroudsburg. Just wave your hands so the folks can see you. Amen. Sister Doris walked in the door. She was my banker when I didn't have any money. God bless you. God bless you for coming and seeing me. And I know that she doesn't like this, but I'm not doing it to be inappropriate, but I really think that I need to say it. I would just like Sister Catwell, just stick your hand up. Y'all look at her. It was the kindness and generosity of her and her husband that with a significant contribution that got our transportation situation funded. Amen.
Amen.
So they didn't do it for accolades, but we want to say thank you. For that, we certainly appreciate you, and you know you have to tell folks thank
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
so we are appreciative of that, and we are grateful. It's warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so it's just me and Melvin. Melvin, you and I, we got to go to the doctor. Sister Sabrina, good to see you in the house. She said, I talked to her last week. She came to visit and talked to her last week. And she said, well, I got kids, and I don't know if they're... I said, you bring those babies into the house.
That's right.
Love kids. They are the future of the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Turning our attention toward the word, we won't be before you long. The book of Daniel, the third chapter. We read it in your hearing, but I want to go back over... it is Daniel, the third chapter, verse 1 through 26. So if you'll bear with me, we'll get our way through this, and we're going to get into the word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. God, we say thank you on this day.
Thank you
for 46 North 13th Street.
Amen.
Amen. God, we say thank you. You answered prayer, so we're going to get to work, and we're going to do what you have told us to do. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do in this space, in this place, and in this neighborhood. And we count it already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand to our feet. The book of Daniel, the third chapter, verses 1 through 26. Let's skip down to 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and his facial expression changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he gave a command that the furnace was to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. He commanded certain strong men in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these three men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, their turbans, and their other clothes, and they were thrown into the midst of the fire. Because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace was extremely hot, the flame of the fire killed the men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three men fell into the midst of the furnace, still tied up. Then the king looked, and he was astounded, and he jumped up, and he said to his counselors, "Did we not throw three men who were tied up into the midst of the fire?" They replied to the king, "Certainly, O king." And he answered, "Well, look, I see four men untied walking around in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar approached the door of the furnace, and he said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out of there and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. See that right there, y'all are shouting. They came out of the midst of the fire. Come on. The satraps, the prefects, the governors, the king's counselors gathered around them and saw that in regard to these men, the fire had not affected their bodies. Their hair wasn't singed, their clothes weren't scorched or damaged, and even the smell of smoke was not on them. So now Nebuchadnezzar responds, and he says, now listen, see how folks turn around. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants who he believed in, trusted in, and relied on him. See, if you believe in him, if you trust in him, and you rely on him, he'll come and get you out of the fire. They violated the king's command and surrendered their bodies rather than worship or serve any god except their own. Then he said, "Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language that speaks anything offensive against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, their houses made a heap of rubbish, for there is no other God," hallelujah, "who is able to save in this way." Then the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the providence of Babylon. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Very quickly, talking on the subject, 3 + 1. Come on. That passage of scripture really preaches itself, doesn't it? 3 + 1. Something good is going to come out of this. Come on, somebody. See, we talk about the plus one. You know, that's a, you know, before it was a guess, then it, you know, it kind of got over to plus one. And the millennials, they add these little, you know, cute things. Now it's a plus one. You know, can I bring a plus one? Can I bring somebody else? See, but you have to be careful, because the plus one, in this case, all right now, stay with me. I believe that some of us are going through the greatest fire of our lives, even right now. That kind of fire that makes us hurt. That kind of fire that makes us cry. And it sounds crazy, but we ought to be praising God that we actually made it to the fire. See, we get hung up on we in the fire. We really ought to praise God that we actually made it to the fire, not through it. Made it to it. Because, see, there's other people that never made it to the fire. There are other people that died at the door. Did you miss that?
Come on.
See, we caught up in the fire. We caught up in the situation. And what we ought to do is we ought to tell God, thank you. Because some other folks didn't even get to the fire. They died at the door. See, understand what I'm saying. The king's most three mighty men in his army, they died at the door. And we miss that when we read this. They died at the door. But still yet, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't die at the door. See, it's a miracle that we've made it this far. By all rights, we shouldn't be here. Y'all are quiet. I'm talking about me. I'm
so thankful that I'm here, because by all rights, I shouldn't be here. Come on, I should be dead and gone. Come on, somebody. It's a miracle we've made it this far. The car wreck didn't kill you. Come on, the heart attack didn't take me out. The second one didn't take me out. Cancer 1, 2, 3, and 4 times didn't take me out. I'm glad that I made it to the fire. Come on, let's talk about it. Somebody in here know that they ought to be grateful that they made it to the fire. And that you're not locked up somewhere. Amen. Because if the truth be told, there's some of us that should be locked up for the stuff that we've done that we just didn't get caught doing. Amen. Somebody, but the grace of God. Come on. You ought to be glad that you made it to the fire. Because there are some of us that getting to this point. Would have taken other folks out. To get to the point that we are, some folks would have lost their mind. Some folks would have just sat down and gave up. Some folks would have went home and took some pills and put themselves to sleep that they would never wake up again. We can't see what you've been through, not everybody can go through. But the fire that you've made it to, you ought to say, God, I thank you for getting me this far. See, those folks who tied them up and took them to the fire, they died right before the miracle that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were about to receive. So see, when you've made it to the fire, other folks have already died at the beginning of your miracle. Three mighty men, they represented his three greatest people. Popular folks. Because he was trying to make a statement. He didn't say just anybody go get him. He said, get me my three strongest ones. So when they see him coming, the people will know that I mean business. I put up an idol, and when that music plays, you had best bow down before that thing. And they didn't want to do it. So he said, you send my three best. Tie them bubbas up. And heat that thing up 7 times hotter. And take them up there. These three were probably the three most likely to succeed. They had everything going for them. And if anybody should have made it, it would have been them. Right? Come on, somebody. But yet they died at the door. Nobody expected you to make it either. Come on, somebody. But you're alive in your right mind and you're serving God. Has anybody ever told anybody in here? Has anybody ever heard that you'll never amount to anything? Has anybody in here ever heard that you will not make it? Has anybody ever told you that you don't have what it takes to get to the next level? Amen. I remember a lady told me that I take consolation because at least I know my son will amount to something. And I said to myself right then and there, if I live long enough, I'm going to serve that back to you on a plate of humble pie. Nobody expected you to make it.
Share that, Pastor.
And now we want to complain because we're going through the fire. What we ought to be doing is praising God that we made it to the fire. Somebody talk to me today.
Come on, Pastor.
I could have died at the door. I should have died at the door. I should have lost my mind. But when God has his hand on you, come on, somebody, talk to me. Be home today. Talk to me. See, when I didn't even know that God was watching over me, I wasn't serving him, but he kept his hand on me. And he sent his angels to deliver me. And I don't know about you, but I wasn't the strongest one. I wasn't the smartest one. I wasn't the fastest one. They wouldn't have selected me to tie up anybody. Amen. But yet and still, the fire didn't kill me.
Now the good news, we're going to get out of the fire, but God wants to remind us that he was with us even before we got into the fire. And he's not going to leave us now.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Come on. If you're in the middle of a fiery furnace this morning, it's proof positive that you're coming out. Now, how do I know that? Because, listen, they made it to the fire. They made it through the fire. They came out. But the other three died at the door. So if you have not died at the door, understand you're coming out of that thing. It just makes sense. If God wasn't going to bring you out of it, you would have died at the door. You never would have made it into the fire, which is why you ought to thank God that you made it to the fire. Am I with you? Are you with me? Tell you that the fire isn't real. I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't exist.
That's
I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold this up and say this is my Bible and try to preach you happy. I'm going to tell you that the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. There'll be some good days. There'll be some bad days. But nevertheless, the Bible says whatever the day brings, I will have joy in it. Amen. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. If I spend this day in the fire, I'm still going to rejoice and be glad in it, because if he brought me to the fire, he's going to bring me through the fire, or I would have died at the door. Fire comes different, doesn't it?
Yes.
Some of us have financial fires.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Some of us, our money ain't ever right.
Yes.
That's a fire. Some of us have a fire of sickness.
Yes.
If it isn't one thing that hurt, it's another.
Yes.
Some of us have a fire of a battle of health. Some of us have a fire of an ex.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Phone calls, text messages, whatever you do is wrong. No matter, that's a fire.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Marriage problems, that's a fire.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, something good is going to come out of this.
Yeah.
When I think back to the story that is going to be told of Restoration Temple, last October we went through the fire, didn't we?
Yeah.
When they came right into where we were and made fun of this stuff and talked about those people, those black people. And what we looked like and what we dressed like and how we sang and how we worshiped and how they just wanted a little bit more of our money. That was a fire, wasn't it? And we could have closed the doors. I could have went home and y'all could have went to your various places and found another church. But he didn't bring us to the fire to not bring us through it. And now look, you are home. Sometimes it sounds crazy when we talk about fire.
Yeah.
Something good gonna come out of it when we can't see tangible evidence of coming through or coming out. Amen?
Amen.
But I think that we should just declare it on the authority of God's word. Something good is gonna come out of it. I dare you to look at your situation right now and say, God, I know something good is gonna come out of this thing. I'm not gonna burn up in the fire. I'm gonna come out. It doesn't mean that you're not gonna come out crawling on your hands and knees, but you're gonna come out. You need to declare these things and speak these things as you are. I'm gonna come out standing. I'm gonna walk out the fire. I'm gonna not smell like what I've been through. I'm not gonna look like what you did to me. I'm not gonna look like what you said about me, because I'm coming out of the fire and I'm not gonna even smell like it. Something good. Say something good.
Something good.
The king chose three mighty men. Mm-hmm. His strongest, his meanest, and his best trained.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Pastor, I don't understand it. It feels like I'm fighting on a different level. It feels like the enemy is stronger than before and smarter than before. Well, that ought to tell you something. If you feel that your enemy is stronger than he's ever been,
Come on, somebody. Yes. If you feel that the people that have been sent out and dispatched out to do you harm are smarter and stronger and more evil than there have ever been, you ought to tell God thank you. Yes. Because that means there is something on your life.
Yes.
That he had to send his best out to try to tie you and bind you up. You send out a lightweight to handle a lightweight problem. Send your best dogs out to handle the big problems.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Three. He said three. Yeah. Each one of them needed somebody.
Yeah.
But there was three plus one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I want to focus on one thing. They bound them up.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that the devil wants to do is bind you.
Yeah.
Did you get that? He wants to restrict you. He wants to limit you. He wants to contain you. He wants to take away your liberty. He wants to take away your freedom. He wants to silence your voice. He wants to diminish your life. He wants to steal your gift.
Yeah.
One of Satan's greatest griefs is to see the children of God walking in liberty, expressing themselves in joy and peace and worshiping and praising God without a constraint, without fear or reservation. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So he sends things and people to push us down,
get
in our way, and bind us up. Amen. Yeah. But sometimes when the enemy pushes us down, some of us, we just do this. We put our hands out and make it easier for him to tie it up. But see, if your hands are lifted in praise, when the enemy comes in your direction, and you say, I see you coming, but God, I thank you. I thank you for the fire. Then they got to fight you to tie you up. See, I believe that the devil knows the power of our praise. Come on, I believe he knows the power of our praise. I know that he knows the power of our praise. Because when you get into the microphone system and nothing works right on Sunday morning and everybody get all uptight and tense when worship starts, everybody just sits there and stares around. Right? Because he knows the power of our praise. Come on. Then he cast them into a fiery furnace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just a fiery furnace, which is, you know, adversity, trials, a hardship, but seven times greater, hotter, more intense, and painful. So am I talking to anybody who's fighting something you've never fought before?
No.
Is it just me?
No.
The attack is more severe, the enemy is more aggressive, the pain is deeper, the night is darker, the water is more wet. Come on, somebody. The weight is heavier and the hurt lasts longer.
Yeah.
I've never experienced so much backbiting and stabbing and back-mouthing in my life until I started pastoring. Make me want to go home and sell sometime. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen, somebody. But I remind you, something good is going to come out of this.
Yeah.
When you tell me I can't, that's when I will.
Yeah.
That's right, Pastor.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
They fell down, bound up in the midst of the fire. And we know that, you know, we know we're faith people and we don't want to be negative, but, you know, how many would be honest and tell the truth? And say that we've been down a time or two.
Yes, we have. Yes, I have.
Those of you that know me and know me long enough to know I will go down in a hole with you if I've been in the hole before.
Yeah.
Because I can help you get out of it rather than throw you a card that says when you find or if you find your way out, give me a call. But we have to be not ashamed to say I've been there before. So I know the way out. So let me get down there with you and I'll show you how I got out. And since we started the walk, we've fallen once or twice. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Right? Tell the truth, somebody. We didn't all come out of our mamas and the doctor slapped us on the behind and we shouted hallelujah. Most of us did what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, went where we went, said what we wanted to say, went where we wanted to go, drank what we wanted to drink, smoked what we wanted to smoke. Come on, somebody. If we weren't always like this. So when we meet folks that are who we used to be, instead of looking at them like this, we ought to open our arms and say there's a better way. Come on and let me introduce you to a man named Jesus.
That's right, Pastor.
The Hebrew boys found themselves lying on the ground, bound in the midst of fire.
But the story doesn't end there, does it?
No.
It says that the wicked king looked into the furnace and he was amazed. He expected to see three Hebrew boys lying on the ground, turning into Krispy Kremes. But instead, when he looked in, he saw four men walking around. But they had been bound when they were in the fire. Come on, somebody. But when he looked in, they were walking around. And see, and the fourth one, the king was wicked, but he had sense enough to know what he was looking at. He said, "Didn't we throw in three? But I see four. But that fourth one, it looks like the Son of God." Come on. See, just because people are mean doesn't mean they don't know who God is. He was amazed. It says he was amazed. Look at somebody and say, "I'm amazing."
I'm amazing.
It's amazing that the devil thought that he had you, wasn't it? It's amazing that the devil who thought that he hurt you and made you cry, that it was over. It's amazing to me that my enemies, the ones that saw me go into the fire, they took pleasure in it. The ones that said that we would never make it. The ones that said that we would burn up in the fire. Y'all pray with me. The one that said drugs wouldn't kill you, D. Come on, somebody. The ones that said you probably died like an alcoholic or a brother, like your brother or a stoner, like your daddy. Come on, but we're still here. Someone said that you would lose your mind, but you're still here. Say, "I'm still here."
I'm still here.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Says, "I went through hell, but I'm still here.
Yes.
The devil hit me hard, and we cried for a while, but we're still here. What set out to destroy us, we're still here. Bigger and better than ever before." Amen. Won't he do it if you just trust him? Say, "We're up again, on our feet again, and we're loose." You can have your joy back. Come on. You can have your peace back. You can have your dance back, your praise back. And if the devil thought it was a problem before, you ought to tell him you ain't seen nothing yet. God will keep us.
Yes, he will.
He'll keep us from evil. He'll keep us from snares and traps that the devil sets before us.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, that we serve a God. Mm-hmm. You missed this. We serve a God that will walk right in the midst of it with you. Right in the fiery trial, right in the middle of hell that we're going through, we can lift him up and he can liberate us in the middle of our pain, in the middle of our grief, and in the middle of the darkest hour of our life. Y'all are looking at me. I'm going to preach it like I feel it. Come God, can deliver after this sort.
Come on.
See, come on. Now, we got to talk about God for who he is, the God that shut the lion's mouth, that they can't even take a bite.
Right.
The God that can breathe through his nose and create a highway through the Red Sea, and 3 million people can walk by on dry land. No other God can deliver in this manner. Come on. There's good news. God is getting ready to show up in the middle of your fire. See, that same fire that's intended to burn you up, it's going to burn up the people that set the fire. Don't worry about haters and agitators. God will take care of that thing. Stand still and what? See the salvation of the Lord. Bible says vengeance is mine. And that might not mean anything to you, but for those of us that got enemies, it means a lot. But here, I want to share this one thing with you, and I'm done. The fire liberated them.
Okay.
See, we caught up in the fact that we in something.
Yeah.
Not realizing that it's going to liberate us.
Uh-huh.
See, because I'm going to prove it to you, because they bound them up and they tied them up.
Yeah.
Now, these are three tough guys, so you know they did it real good.
Mm-hmm.
They probably put them on their stomach, put their hands behind their back, lifted their feet at the knees and tied their knees to their hands, and then threw them in like trash. So now they're bound up into the fire. So we're bound up and we're in our situation, and all we're looking at is our situation, not realizing that the fire is is burning. The very things that are holding us bound in bondage. So you gotta thank God for the fire. Because sometimes you got to burn stuff off to get what's underneath to that good thing. Sometimes you got to burn off that ugly stuff to get through to what God really has for you to do. Amen? So stop talking about the fire and just look over and know that you've got a plus one. The truth of the matter is there's just some stuff that we refuse to let go. Come on, and to be real, there's some stuff that we refuse to let go, and we've got to go through the fire to burn and purify that thing off. Amen. A diamond is made with pressure and fire and heat. And without fire and heat, it would just be a lump of carbon. But when the fire comes and the top trials come and that thing gets tossed around and torn up and beaten up, the things in the outer layers start to burn off. And when you're done and everything is gone, you're left with a pure diamond, beautiful and sparkling with value. But it had to go through the fire. And you go through the final burn off pride. Come on, somebody. Somebody knows that the devil has turned up the heat in attacks against your marriage, your health, your finances, and your ministry, where your faith gets stressed and tested to the absolute limit. But it's all right, because he's just burning some stuff off. Well, they say we're going to burn off the dead wood. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So I say, go ahead, turn the heat up, devil. Turn it up 7 times, and I'll come out with a 7th degree blessing.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
Take the house. We'll get another one. Don't give us a key. We'll buy a door with our own key. Come on, somebody. Tell us we can't do it. We'll open our own daycare. 7 times. 7 times more joy. 7 times more peace. More anointing. Tell your neighbor, I'm being accelerated. No, no, say it like you mean. I'm being accelerated. Plus one. Something good is coming out of this thing. God never said we would never have to go through anything, did he? Isaiah says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be there with you. And the rivers, they'll not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And kindling is what you use to get a fire to take or catch hold. God never said you wouldn't go through the fire, but he said that it wouldn't catch you and it wouldn't hold you down. Come on, you feel flames reaching for you, but they can't take a hold of you. Poverty can't take a hold of you. Sickness can't take a hold of you. Depression can't take a hold of you. Come on, fear and anxiety, suicide, it reaches for you, doesn't it? Alcoholism and drug addiction reaches for you, doesn't it? But the truth of the matter is that God says that I will be with you. I'll go through it with you, and when you come out, you'll come out and you won't smell like what you've been through. And he called them out and then publicly declared them to be winners. Look, all in the same day. Aren't we fickle folks?
Well,
we said put palm trees and palm branches down. We don't even want the Lord's donkey to his feet to get dirty. And next week we were yelling, crucify him. Come on. The king said, you know what? I'm going to make an example out of them. And he made an example out of the king. Amen. Which means to say what? Your enemies will be your footstool. Come on, somebody. The king called them out, and when they came out, they were loose and walking around.
But see, I believe this thing. I believe that when he looked in there, I don't think he looked in there to see where they cooked, because he knew it was seven times hotter. He probably looked in there because he heard somebody shouting. He probably heard somebody singing. He probably heard somebody's dancing. So he looked in there and it says they were walking around. Now, I don't believe that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were doing this. In the midst of the fire, they looked over and they saw somebody that looked like the Son of God, and they said hallelujah, and they got up off their feet and their shackles were burned, and they started dancing, they started praising God in the midst of the fire, because 3 + 1, hallelujah, you ought to dance in the midst of the fire. When they came out of the fire, they were immediately elevated. They didn't have to have a meeting. When they came out of the fire, not looking like what they had been through, they were immediately elevated by that which had tried to devalue them. See, this is African American History Month, and this story is very similar to our people. Amen. I don't know if y'all are ready for that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that wasn't their real name. Beville was not my real name. Johnson was not your real name. We were taken from a place. We were given a new name, stripped of our identity, put in the fire. But they made a mistake. They let us go to church.
Very good, I have on your head.
like he didn't like, you know, it stinks in his nose.
Yeah.
But if you allow you to go through the fire,
yeah,
it says it ain't even smell like smoke.
That's right.
Truth be told, if people can smell the sin on you, you ain't been through the fire.
Woo! Share that, Pastor.
Amen. Doors of the house are open. Lord God, we thank you.